Brethren, have you heard about the GoFundMe website? The GoFundMe website is a digital platform that assists a lot of people who are in need, ranging from illnesses, celebrations, and accidents, or even death. And from 2010 and 2024, rather, this platform was able to raise money, at least $30 billion, from over 150,000 donors. So this GoFundMe website has been doing a tremendous job in helping people. Well, I'm not here to promote the GoFundMe website, but I'm here to implore you to go fund the Lord's mission anywhere in the world, not only in the Philippines, because the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ is our mission. God's mission is our mission. As we have read earlier, the two scriptures telling us that the work of our Lord Jesus Christ is our work. He came to seek and save the lost. Now that our Lord Jesus Christ is now back to heaven, who is going to do His work? We, as individuals and as a church. We have to continue seeking and saving the lost through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, we have to seek and save the lost and bring them to the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the church that our Lord Jesus Christ has promised to build, has a promise of salvation. Ephesians 5:23, there is salvation in the church through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the Lord's mission is clear. He came to seek and save the lost. Luke 19:10. Jesus does not wait for people to find Him. He intentionally searches for them. In fact, He was in heaven, but He came to earth to seek and save that which was lost. But of course, we have to admit that when He comes again, He's not going to seek and save the lost anymore, but to judge them. He will come again to save the saved that are in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 9:4, I must work the works of Him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. The day signifies the time given to us to act, to minister and perform God's work. We must bring the gospel and the church to the world urgently and diligently. Yes, it is time for us to bring the church to people, and not just bring the people in the church. While opportunity exists and before the opportunity passes, let us fulfill God's purpose and do the Lord's mission. Mark 16:15, Jesus said to His disciples, go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The message of Christianity is not restricted to one group, and believers, all of us are encouraged to share His message everywhere. I am here, therefore, with my family to exhort you both as a church and as individuals to get involved in the Lord's mission whenever we can, because the Lord's mission is our mission. Come and support the Lord's mission with your prayer. Prayer is considered essential and the most powerful tool for us to succeed in doing the Lord's mission. Not only here in Oklahoma, not only here in the United States of America, but throughout the world. Jesus Christ asked his disciples to pray. Matthew 9:37-38. He asked them to pray. Why? Because he saw the vast crowd of people for the kingdom of God. He saw the shortage of laborers from the kingdom of God to reap the great harvest. And he saw that God's people needed to pray for laborers and the harvest. Jesus knows that prayers of righteous people are often answered by God. Where could we find those righteous people? Is it outside the church? No, it's inside the church. Christians are righteous people. They are not perfect, but we can do our best to become righteous in the sight of God, through the Word of God, through the Gospel of Christ, and through the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. James 5:16b, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Even Paul asked the prayers of the early Christians whenever he goes to his mission field. 2 Thessalonians 3:1, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Why do we need to pray? Why do we need to pray for the Lord's mission? Why do we need to pray for the Lord's workers? We need to pray to open the doors in the world for the gospel to advance. We need to pray for the success of preaching the gospel and planting the Lord's church. And we need to pray to move Christians into his service and move the lost into the church. Come and support the Lord's mission with your encouraging words. Encouraging words are essential as well to build confidence, boost morale, and strengthen resilience of your laborers, not only from other countries, but most especially your laborers here in this congregation. Our ministers, our deacons, our elders, they need prayer. Have you been praying for them? Since when the last time that you pray for your elders? Since when's the last time that you pray for our minister, Brother Ray? Since when was the last time that you encouraged them to continue working in the vineyard of the Lord? They need our words of encouragement, brethren. They need our prayers. A word of encouragement involves sharing your faith to them, speaking God's words into their lives, reassuring that they are not alone in their labor. We need to encourage our workers here and abroad. You can just maybe email Bible verses to them, like Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Romans 10:15. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And Matthew 28:20. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And if you don't want to email those verses, you can also use your phone. You can text your laborers, your minister, your elders, sending them your words of encouragement. Like, for instance, we are here for you no matter what because we believe in you. We are so grateful for your missions and how God is working through you. And thank you for sharing the gospel and planting the Lord's church. You are making a difference. Those are the words that could encourage our laborers here and abroad. And you can also send thank you cards if you want. A thank you cards that has genuine and Christ-centered words. I know you have been doing that to your laborers and continue what you have been doing, brethren, because it helps a lot to encourage our workers to continue in their labor in the Lord. Come and support the Lord's mission with your short-term visit. What do we need to do a short-term visit of your mission and your workers in their mission field? First, you need to visit them to evaluate the result and progress of their work. And how do you plan your short-term visit and work out the plan? First, form a mission team of youth or adult. Maybe 1 week mission in the Philippines. You can do that. And if you do that, you're not just hitting two birds in one stone, but three. You can hold your family vacation in the Philippines. Philippines is very beautiful. People are kind, friendly. That's one thing that I miss. Going back home, I encourage you to come and visit my country, our country. That's the first one. You can hold your family vacation in the Philippines. You can encourage local churches nearby our mission field, and you can attract prospective attendees to attend our gospel meetings and home Bible studies. Because when you visit the mission in the Philippines, no, you're not just going there to see the beauty of the Philippines. You have to work. We will put you to work. We will ask you to speak during gospel meetings and conduct home Bible studies as well. In Acts 15:36, Paul and Barnabas were into this ministry. They visited those churches that they have planted during their time. Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do." When they revisited the churches that they have planted, they focused on strengthening believers, encouraging new disciples, and confirming the leadership structures they established. I am hoping and praying that some of you here, in fact, one of the youth just came to me during our break time. He said, "I was touched by the lesson that you have given, Brother Alex. And I'm deciding that if the Lord's will, I will go with you in the Philippines and do the Lord's mission." Wow. I was speechless. Hearing that young people, a very young one, telling me that he wants to come to the Philippines and do the Lord's mission. But I told him, think twice or thrice before doing that. But he said, I will. I'm not saying that I want to do that, but I will do it. Nicholas, God bless your heart. To the grandmother of Nicholas, I'm personally asking your approval, of course, including the elders in the church here at Garriott Road Church of Christ, to pray for Nicholas, to support him, and to encourage him to do his plan, to work for the Lord's mission. What about us, brethren? When are we going to start doing the Lord's mission, sharing the gospel to your friends, telling them that you are a member of the Garriott Church of Christ? When was the last time that you did mention to your friends, you know what, I am a Christian, and I am a member of the Lord's Church at Garriott Road, Church of Christ. When was the last time you did say those words? Brethren and friends, it is time that the church of our Lord Jesus Christ will be planted not only here in Oklahoma, but throughout the world, especially in the Philippines. My wife and I have decided to stay there for 7 years. And we both agreed that we're going to let go our green card, or even our chance to become U.S. citizens of this beautiful country, in order to do the Lord's mission in the Philippines for 7 years. Keeping our green card is very expensive. We have to come back here every year. We cannot stay in the Philippines for more than a year or almost a year. It's only 6 months that we are allowed to stay there and come back again and then fly. Don't you know how tiring to fly over to the Philippines from here? It takes you 2 days. And I'm not going to do that with our little daughter. And so, thank God, he helped us to decide. Okay, now we're focused on doing the Lord's mission instead of enjoying the beauty of this country, the friendships that you have given to us every time we visit you, the kindness and generosity. Thank you again. I cannot afford not to mention again our gratefulness for your support since last year. Now, one of our classmates is writing the days left before our graduation. It's already 52 days more to go, and we'll be graduating in June 21. But I'll tell you this, I am more excited to go home and do the Lord's mission than to graduate. Come and support the Lord's mission with your earthly wealth. Supporting the Lord's mission with our earthly wealth, must be out of love, for God loveth the cheerful giver, 2 Corinthians 9:7. God deeply takes pleasure in individuals who give freely and joyfully from the heart, rather than giving out of reluctance, obligation, or pressure. It highlights that God values a gift's heart attitude more than its quantity. Additionally, joyful giving serves as an expression of appreciation and reflects God's own generosity. Jesus said in Acts 20:35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This verse implies that we have received so much so that we have something to give, so that we have something to share, and so that we have something to help others, but most especially, so that we have something to support the Lord's mission. Whenever you do your church planting mission, Jesus said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, when neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Matthew 6:24. Jesus is showing us the reality that earthly possessions are temporary and unsafe, while spiritual investment in heaven, acts of righteousness, generosity, and obedience are eternal and secure. Brethren, would you like to be remembered as a giver and a mission-minded Christian throughout your life? Invest your money into something that lasts, not just a season or a lifetime, but throughout eternity. Put in use your earthly treasures for the preaching of the gospel and planting of the Lord's church, because the Lord's church is the something that lasts through eternity. Brethren, the Lord's mission is our mission. This mission is only given to the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot afford to let the denominational group to do the Lord's mission. Because if we do that, it is tantamount that we are allowing them to send more lost souls to hell. Come and support God's mission with your prayers, encouraging words, short-term visit, and your earthly wealth, so that we could send more lost souls to heaven. We have to bring more lost souls with us to heaven. Dear friends who are with us this morning, would you like to be a part of the Lord's mission? Would you like to help us seek and save the lost through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? The first thing you need to do is to be in Christ. And to be in Christ is to be in His church. How to be in Christ? Believe in God and believe in His Son. John 14:1. Hear and obey the gospel or the word of God. Romans 10:17. Repent of your sins. Acts 2:38. Confess Jesus the Son of God. Romans 10:9 and 10. And wash away your sins through water baptism. Acts 22:16. The Lord needs you. He needs your life. He needs your talent. This is now the right time for us to work together. Let us work together hand in hand, because the Lord expects us, that His primary reason in coming to earth is to seek and save the lost. Now it is our turn to seek and save the lost through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to be a part of the Lord's mission and the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm inviting you to please come while we stand and while we sing.